Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello, welcome. This week I'm talking to a brilliant comedian called Carmen Lynch. She's over from New York and she is amazing. You maybe have seen her on Conan and that. I know, what a cool lady she is and what a lucky one I am. Also, I'll say this now, if you're listening to this on the day of release, you can catch her because she's here in the UK doing her stand-ups. She's in Edinburgh this weekend, then she's at the Banana Cabaret Club in Balham in London on the 30th and in Milton Keynes on the 31st of March. Go! A few quick points of order before we start. We've got live shows coming up in various brilliant comedy festivals, Glasgow, Macfest, Wells and London's Underbelly on the South Bank. If you want to come to any of those or indeed to come and see me do any stand-up, either go to the podcast notes for this episode on Acast or go to my website jessicafostercue.com where everything is listed. Also, I'm on a site called Patreon. If you have any spare money, even just $2 a month, you can get badass podcast relevant rewards like extra content and discount tickets to live shows and even a birthday present from me and some free tickets if you're in some tiers. So have a look. It's at patreon.com/thehooveringpod. And keep your eyes peeled because at this time next week, I am starting a snazzy special offer on there for new and existing patrons. If you are my patron already, by the way, know this. I am deeply thankful to you. So there. Shall we have a lovely and fun podcast? Yes, please. This was such a fun one. Quick correction before we begin, and as I didn't want to cut it out, but I refer to a pub in Langton Travers in Dorset, where I'm from, as the King's Head, and it's actually the King's Arms. Silly me. I'm always getting his head confused with his arms, and there's frankly very little that any of us can do about that. Carmen has come to my house, and I've just dished us up some lunch. I'll take a picture anyway.
I think it's
anyway.
Pretty.
You think it's pretty?
I'm not very good at... I think the presentation is nice.
I think you're being sarcastic. I'm the shittest at presentation
ever. Are we going to take a photo with the food so we can see it?
That's good. Very nice. I've put the lemons either side of my sprouts to make them look a little bit more exciting. So it's some balsamic and honey roasted sprouts that came in my veg box. I needed eating up, and some cod, and I made a crumb for the top with I got given this amazing stuff, actually, and I need to toot their horn because it was a kind gift. Where I'm from, down in Dorset, there's a lovely pub called the King's Head in Langton Travers, and these, like, really cool
and they're not kids, they're just in their 20s, but it's cool young people have taken it on, and they're like doing really interesting stuff with food, and they're doing like supper clubs and stuff. They're called Roots Kitchen in Purbeck, and they've grown black garlic on their roof, and they gave me this black garlic and rosemary rub, so I put that in the crumb for the fish.
Oh my god, how often can I do this podcast?
It's okay.
Oh my god.
Nice.
This is good.
Yeah, that's all right.
This is amazing. My landlord, because I live in New York in Queens, and Queens is, Astoria is mostly Greek.
Right.
And a lot of comics live in Astoria because it's near the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So my landlord lives downstairs, and he lives with, he's 73, and he lives with his 83-year-old sister who's sick. But, like, not sick enough. She still cooks.
Oh, she's, okay. Yeah. She just doesn't go out.
So they constantly bring food to us.
This is nice.
Upstairs, constantly. And it's all Greek food, and it's so good. And I think they're very traditional because I go on the road a lot, and my boyfriend doesn't. Mm-hmm. So they usually bring it when I'm not there. So I'm like, do they think he can't take care of himself? That they're constantly
true.
And he's sent me so many amazing pictures of food in the last week.
Because
and
they like, think, well, he's starving. Like, he's if alone. He's home alone without a woman, he must be starving.
But then also, how do they know when I leave? Like, I don't make that much sound. It's amazing, all the amazing foods that I've missed out on because he's, because I'm
I
not there.
I love Greek food as well.
It's so good.
So good. Do they make like dolmades and...
I don't even know what they're called, but they have the, like the desserts too, and then this honey bread. It's, everything's very honey.
God.
And then like beans, a lot of beans and meats and cabbage. I'm not even a big cabbage person, but it's really good. And then we have this constant joke. It's mostly me because I don't know. I'm like, what if they're poisoning us slowly, like poisoning us because they want us to leave, you know? Because it's
so they can buy the
food.
Other
fat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a fly in here. It's annoying.
The fly knows it's good.
The
that's
fly
why.
It's good. I don't know if I open that, if it's going to make it. I'm going to open it. It's not really big enough to get out. You're going to have to be a really clever fly, but you can try. Get out. Get out. I did it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I say I
you
did
helped.
It. I did it. I definitely had very little to do with that. I opened the window. Like, I did a podcast in here with someone, and then there was a fly was in here, and it became like pretty much what we spoke about because it was so fucking annoying. It's not a big enough kitchen to countenance sharing it with a fly.
It's a lot better now that it's
we
gone.
Ended up talking about that bee movie where she falls in love with the bee, and it's fucked up. Have you seen
no,
that?
I haven't seen it. Is that a cartoon?
It's a kids' film, but it's part cartoon. But the human adult woman falls in love with a fly.
I couldn't even handle the one where what's his face fell in love with the computer. Her?
Oh.
I wasn't into that.
Yeah. Yeah, really?
I know a lot of people
mean, that's going to happen though, isn't it?
I liked the first half and then I was over it. I was like, this is enough. I get the beginning, but yeah, people are going to fall in love with their sex dolls.
Oh, God. Especially if they like, they never argue with them.
Exactly, you're going to get and sex all the time.
And once we can get them to, like, convincingly flirt, I think it could happen to me. I fall in love very briefly with almost everyone who flirts
with me. I mean, a woman
me.
Who can't talk, who you know, gets him laid all the time, like, that's a guy's dream.
Heartbreaking.
What are we
going to
do? I don't know.
Do you know your Greek landlords reminded me of my boyfriend, my partner, has exactly the same thing at work. He works in a primary school. And then there's two sites, but on one of the sites, the chef gives him every single bit of food that's left over. And I think, well, what does she think's happening to him? Like, you know, he doesn't look hungry. But she must think, here's this man in his mid to late 40s who, you know, as far as she's concerned, must live alone because he eats a lot of pot noodles at work. But that's his fucking choice.
Yeah. Our landlord is, I mean, I guess it's really her because she's 83 and she owns the building, but she's, you know, she can't get up the stairs. There's like at least 25 stairs to get to the top floor.
Right.
So she just goes downstairs, opens the front door, hits the buzzer, ding dong, and then just stands at the bottom of the steps. This 83-year-old woman with a tray of food. It's so cute. And then you look down the stairs and then there she is.
You have to go down and fetch
it. Go down and get it.
But that must be like...
So cute.
It's actually, if you are like confined to your house pretty much, then you've got to look for ways of feeling useful. And that's a really... Her one's really lovely. Also, I think the same with Mikey's school. They think, well, it will go to waste. But every now and again, they'll just randomly give him a bag of perfectly good 20 fish fingers. And you're like, okay, I mean, they just think he lives alone.
Right.
And he's going to die.
That sounds delicious. A bag of fish fingers. Fish fingers. That's what you guys call them?
Oh, they're like breaded
instead of fish sticks.
Yeah.
I like fish fingers.
Oh, you call them fish sticks.
Fingers sounds just morbid. No,
I found a kid's book just this weekend about a fish that actually had fingers to try and sort of educate kids about what they're eating a bit. It wasn't actually. I mean, the story was pretty crap. Mm. And you're Spanish as well as American, right?
My mom is Spanish. And I grew up in Spain until I was 8, so we ate all kinds of stuff, and I think that's why I like everything, just because we would eat, even now, like, my mom will eat, like, pig's feet or intestines you know, what I don't really touch that stuff, but I've had, like...
You tried it.
Yeah, I've had, like, you know, other stuff, oxtail. I mean, paella has a lot of fish, and sometimes they have these little fish. We went to Spain, and they have these little fish with the heads on it, and my mom's like, suck on the head, it's really good... the flavor is the best in the head. And I'm like, oh God. Okay.
Did you do it?
Yeah. I mean, I'll do
you've
it.
You've got to do it. And was the flavor amazing? Or was it like,
it was juicy. Yeah. But I'm like,
it was juicy.
I don't want the eyeball to pop out.
Lovely,
you know,
juicy brain. Yeah. It's so hard to know them where the boundaries lies of being like, yeah, I'm exploring. I'm living my life. I'm intrepid. And then like, nah, I don't fucking want it. I don't want a fish's head.
I mean, I had your haggis, like haggis in Scotland. Yeah. So
that's like delicious.
Yeah.
But it's impossible to really know what that is. I think haggis is delicious because it's of the spicing in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's something you can fake really well. I've had vegan haggis be delicious.
Oh.
Because it's just like... kind of crummy, mincy. You can fake that.
I'll have some this week when I go, just to remember, you know, because I kind of forgot what it tastes like. But
I mean, we have fish and chips,
hot dogs, so it's not like that's anything that, you know.
But did your mom do the cooking when you were growing up?
Yeah, she did the cooking.
And are you into cooking now?
I am now that I live with my boyfriend. When I had roommates, it wasn't so much. Now it's just kind of fun to like. He cooks too, but
that's nice.
I like to experiment, and I feel like since he loves me, if it's bad, he'll still love me. Like, you know what I mean? So I just add a bunch of, I like spicy food, so I just add a bunch of spice to it.
Me too. Do you want some hot sauce for this?
No, this is perfect. Okay, I like tasting the garlic crumb and everything.
Yeah, the black garlic is like, I don't know how to describe it. You'd think a year into this podcast, I'll be better at describing food, but. It's almost meaty. There's like a roundness to it. It's not the same as normal garlic at all. It's like inky, meaty, like a rounder taste.
Now, for the sprouts, did you add anything to them?
No, I just roasted them normally. Mm. And then apparently, I can't even remember where I read it, which is so useless. But it's not like it's a recipe. You cut them in half, roast them in oil for 15 minutes.
And then what kind of oil?
I just used rapeseed oil because it's...
Oh, I heard that's really good for you.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, it grows really easily here, so it's a good thing if you're in the UK. It's so easy to get. You know, it's cheap. You can get really good rapeseed oil really cheap here.
I'm making a note of that.
Yeah.
I started using avocado oil and...
Ooh, I've never tried that.
Sesame oil.
I love sesame oil.
Sesame oil is so good.
Yeah, especially in a dressing. If you're going to put that on afterwards, that'd be lush.
And
I want to know what some of your experimental cooking you've done.
I only recently, like the last 2 weeks, learned that you're not supposed to cook olive oil. I didn't know that.
Well, it depends on the sort. Oh. You can cook with basic olive oil, but the almost the posher the oil is, that the lower its burning heat. So if you use a really posh extra virgin olive oil, it will burn a bit more quickly.
Oh, okay. So it's not, because I heard that it's actually bad for you, the chemistry or whatever in the oil is not good.
I'd never heard that. Also, I think having spoken to enough people now on this, that it's up for debate. Like, it's not even definite that you shouldn't cook with extra virgin olive oil. Some huge chefs do use it for everything.
So vegetable oil is out, right?
I don't fucking know. What, in terms of health?
Yeah.
No.
You can still use it.
Yeah, and apparently in the UK, lots of the vegetable oil that we buy cheap that just says vegetable oil,
yeah,
is just low-grade rapeseed oil.
Yeah.
And people, if you put rapeseed on it here now, will pay through the nose for it because, like, celeb chefs have made it trendy. But actually, yeah, it's like should be cheap as chips unless it's...
Cheap as chips. What a great line. Cheap as chips.
What would the equivalent be in America?
Cheap as shit?
Cheap as shit.
I like cheap as chips.
Yeah.
And chips are fries.
I was going to say, right? Cheap as crisps.
Crisps.
We should start saying cheap as crisps here. And so you get
chip,
to say cheap,
crisps
cheap as
are
chips.
Fries, but chips yeah. are...
Chips are...
Potato chips.
Crisps. We call them crisps.
Oh, so chips aren't anything in food, in terms of food?
Here, chips are fries.
Oh, and crisps are potato
crisps
chips.
Crisps are potato chips.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. Cheap as chips.
Cheap as chips.
What else have I been cooking? I try to eat, like, steel-cut oatmeal in the morning.
What steel-cut oatmeal? Is that...
supposed to be better than the regular oatmeal.
Because it's been cut with some steel.
It's got steel in it.
Is that steel? Oatmeal? That's just porridge oats.
That looks like... But porridge here is so good. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's just oats.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people change names and stuff. Like,
I'd love to know what steel cut means.
Steel cut is, I think one of your listeners will know. But anyway, then I get steel cut oatmeal and some of it looks really, it's almost less mushy than our regular oatmeal. I have that. But then everybody, you know, like, remember when everything had to be organic and now you go to the store and everything says organic and I'm like, everything can't just suddenly be organic, you know? And now everything's gluten-free.
Do you think everyone just changed the rules on what counted as organic?
Or they just put it on the box.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Can you do that in the States?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you can't, but I'm sure people get away with it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And then,
yeah, there's organic eggs in, like, the corner shop in the Ladywell where I live, and it's there's just no way that they've been through the same rigmarole.
Right?
It's just not. They're like 80p for six. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Why are organic eggs £2 or more everywhere else? And I don't trust them. But
like,
I mean,
they make their own labels, maybe, and they just throw them in there.
Yeah.
Right before the store opens, they're like, just add the organic. They have stickers they put on everything.
I hope no one from the Food Standards Authority is listening, because as much as
it's a really good idea, right?
Yeah, what, to con?
To like, put into no one's going to know.
We're being conned all the time.
Yeah.
Here, our packaging is such a fucking joke. Like, there'll be a picture of a cute farm on something that's been brought up horribly. Like,
yeah.
They play on people's patriotism here a lot. Do you get that in the States? So here they'll be like, ye olde English appellees.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But they've been fucking grown in Venezuela or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Or homegrown.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Now it's like organic, cage-free. What else? Free range.
Yeah.
You know, gluten is the big one now.
Gluten-free. But that's also, it's just a fad thing, I think. I think a lot of people have... And, you know, again, like you were saying, like, if you cut something out for a while and then you bring it back in. So if you cut gluten out to test if you're intolerant, and it's so you might feel different, or you might imagine you feel different. But then if you go back to eating gluten, your body will go, there's a change, and it will react. And then you'll be able to say, it turns out I was really intolerant.
This is gross, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yes.
But like, sometimes I'm so gassy and then what the hell did I eat?
I'm annoyed because I can never work it out what it was.
I know, and I can retain so much gas, and I'm like, this is literally so much more than the size of me. Like, where is it? Where do I store it? I don't understand. Do you know what I mean?
It must be like a vowel for creating it. I know exactly what you mean.
And you're just
especially
like,
especially when you wake up and you're like, oh, a balloon.
Liters, or I don't know what it would be, liters or kegs or whatever of gas, just constant, and you're like, what am I? Where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
And then, because we ate pretty healthy growing up, but we had, I don't know if you guys had this growing up, but we had the four food groups, and
tell
they were
me
a big
them.
Deal. And it was meat, bread, fruits and vegetables. And what was the last one? And milk.
Oh, really?
So those were, and then it was like this triangle. I forget what it's called, but it's like this triangle. I think it was like 2, 3, 4, 4. So you'd have to have like two of meats, three of milk, 4 breads, which is crazy now because bread is like not a thing, and then 4 fruits and vegetables. And now bread is like, you know, they're like, don't eat bread or don't eat
whatever. I mean, I think, yeah, because of the gluten, right? It's supposed to be like, it's like too much carbs or whatever.
It turns to sugar. And, you know, and I still like bread once in a while. I don't eat it as much. And I've noticed it makes me less tired if I cut down on the carbs.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not going to stop eating spaghetti.
No.
Because it's so good. I'm not going to eat it before a show, but I'm going to eat it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so funny, isn't it? I really notice, for me, it's like time of day stuff. Like, this is perfect thing to have now. I'd rather have, even though I'm sure I don't fucking know or care what it does to my body these days in terms of how it makes me feel. But if I had carbs later in the day, I'm kind of better off.
Yes.
In the sense that it's like, I just get so snoozily. Yeah. But I can't have like a great big pasta for lunch and then work my brains that night.
Do you pig out after
post
shows?
Gig? Depends. Absolutely depends. Like, I just trying to not let myself ever get to the point where I haven't eaten for so long that when I do, I'm starving, because otherwise I just eat fucking loads to the point where it's like, I know I'm full, but I'm carrying on because, like, it's there's a real disconnect from what I'm eating. So I'm trying really hard not to do that, which means like having something small every couple of hours.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't feel starving at the time, so that you don't ever get like,
yeah.
You know when you've let yourself get so hungry that when you start eating, you physically can't stop.
Yes. Or when you're so lightheaded, you're almost nauseous. And then I'm like, am I going to pass out? I've seen people horrible. On trains like faint. Yeah. And I'm like, am I her today? Like, is that going to be me?
I gave a lady my seat this week because she just looked fucked. And I did. She took the seat, but kind of in a kind of, maybe she's embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
But she, and then, but then when she got off at the same stop for me, and I saw her walking on ahead, and I thought, you genuinely just look fucking starving. It's the first time I've ever really looked at someone and thought, I bet if you ate something, you would, and gave yourself 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, you should have given her one
whole
of these.
Demeanor, of I these should have given her naked. A salted caramel naked. But yeah. It's quite patronizing, though, isn't it? To say to a very young girl, like, do you want to, little snack.
I mean, that's still better than like offering someone a seat because you think they're pregnant and they're not.
Oh no, yeah.
Does she say anything when you?
I think we should do. I mean, there's a movement here, a brilliant one, towards like giving up your seat. Just if someone looks like they need a fucking seat, you know, it doesn't have to be an insult. And if everyone was doing, because so many disabilities are, you can't see them anyway.
Right.
People in incredible pain, but they look, you know, they don't look pregnant or ancient.
Yeah.
So. And also men, you know, sometimes men look like they need a seat, whatever. But if we were all giving up, we were all just going, they look tired, they've got loads of bags, whatever, and giving up seats to people, or they look like they, or whatever, they're carrying something heavy, then it wouldn't be such a stigma about being, I don't think that you wouldn't be so quick to be offended because you assumed that they thought you looked old or pregnant.
Have you ever just been like, not today, I'm too tired, and then close your eyes?
And then I deserve my fucking seat.
Yeah, and then I just look away.
Oh, have I ever?
Like,
I mean,
I'm
that
stupid.
Is most days.
Yeah. It's weird, too, because like, I grew up, like, in Spain, we would drink so much Coke.
Oh,
like,
really?
Constantly. Like, my mom in America was like, you know, drink milk and all that.
Yeah.
And then we'd go to Spain and, you know, we'd have milk at night, but during the day, my aunts and uncles and like, we'd always drink Cokes and Fanta and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was at my friend's house and he used Coke to unclog his drain pipes. And I was just thinking of all the crap that it was doing to my body growing up, just watching that. And down his pipe. And I was also like, you're wasting Coke. Like, in my head, I was still like, oh, poor Coke. Like, it's just so good.
Very conflicting reaction there.
Totally.
Like, oh, my poor body. And also, you've made me thirsty. Waste on the drain. Yeah, it's delicious. But it is full of shit.
Yeah.
You always did that experiment at school. Did you do that where you put the coin in or a tooth?
Oh, a tooth. We used to put a tooth.
And
then
it's gone. It's gone in like half an hour.
Yeah.
But you've ever put a dirty coin in?
Ew, really?
It comes out real shiny.
Oh, wow.
It's really, that's almost as frightening as the tooth bit.
That's so.
Because the tooth bit, you sort of think, yeah, I'm not resting my mouth in Coca-Cola overnight. Like, that's
you
not
don't
how
do
it
that.
Works.
Oh, my
instead
God.
Instead of mouth, instead of Listerine.
Instead of mouthwash.
There's a charcoal craze here at the moment.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can buy a little shot of charcoal.
Okay.
But it's really dangerous. Like, your body doesn't break it down in a way that's helpful unless you're trying to inhibit your ingestion of drugs.
So does it
and
do?
Actually, yeah. Outside of that, oh God, I'll find it. But like, yeah. If you look up like British Medical Journal, is charcoal good for you? Because it has been used in hospitals in the past, where you need to block certain drugs, I think.
Oh my God.
Or like help the absorption. Maybe you help the absorption of drugs. I don't know. Either way, in terms of just your normal digestive system, don't throw that in there when you're not ill. Like, what the fuck?
I've seen people put charcoal on their face. Like, as a mask.
That's not very 2019. No, I know what you mean. Oh. Yeah, you get those peel ones, don't you?
Yeah, the charcoal
sticks
peels.
Off and people, like, are in incredible pain going viral, pulling it off.
Oh, I didn't know
they
it was that
videos.
Painful.
There was, like, a thing here where everybody made a video of themselves pulling it off and it's screaming with pain. Where it sticks a bit too hard
to
your face.
And I won't try it. Spirulina. Do you guys have spirulina?
I've heard the name.
It's pretty gross. It's like algae, but it's flavorless. But I've been drinking that. Not a good day at the bathroom. But then I'm like, do you get used to it? And then, you know what I mean? And then someone was like, rub it on your face. It's really good for your face. Everything is good for, I don't know.
Bullshit. Not everything can be good for your face.
We should have rubbed this fish on our face.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm sure there's something good for... And then you just lick it off your face.
We could go viral. We could launch our careers into the next stratosphere by making a video of ourselves picking the fish very painfully, the hot, freshly roasted fish straight off our cheeks. And
it'd be rosy
seeing
cheeks.
Seeing whether the flush there
like
really made us definitely more attractive and youthful superpowers. Cleverer. Probably makes us cleverer.
Yeah. I asked my doctor once, I was like, so what keeps you looking healthy and young and whatever? And he was like, you need to die soon. Like, that's the, like, he was like, that's the only way. He's like, stop believing all this crap.
Yeah, please. Yeah. I'm with your doctor, but also, I mean, he's not going to get many Instagram followers with that message, is
no.
he? He'd do better if he was out there saying, drink half a pint of cider, rub charcoal into your tits.
Right. Which I would totally do.
No.
I'm ready to try stuff.
I'll try stuff.
Like, no one has to be in the room. I'll rub charcoal my tits.
Why not? What's the earliest thing you remember eating?
Earliest? Oh, in my life?
Yeah.
Oh my God, these Pop-Tarts. They weren't Pop-Tarts. They were these Spanish, because it was in Spain. So it was these, they were really big. They were like the size of a small notebook. I mean, they were probably small, but I was little. So they probably looked really big. But they had, they were very like, kind of like prison food looking, you know. I don't know if they bought them on the military base, but they were just fair. But they were so good. And every
really?
do you ever
what
notice like your...
them? So they were like Pop Tarts. I can't remember the last time I had one, but here they were always like really hard, sweet, kind of like a cross between a biscuit and a bread.
Okay,
and they would have like a frosted outside,
and
then inside would be like a really sweet glowing jam, or maybe a Nutella.
I wonder
or
if it was the
inside.
Same one.
I think that like there was a brand of called Pop Tarts that was,
but
like,
it wasn't like the Pop Tarts of today. They were these like military prison basic. Like I don't know where my parents bought them, but I loved them.
Military prison basic.
Like they
punishment
were so
Pop-Tarts.
They were like ugly standard Pop Tarts.
NHS.
They were so
NHS
good.
Pop Tarts, we'd call them here.
And then I also remember the oatmeal that we had at school, because I went to a school near in Rota, which is in the south of Spain.
Yeah.
And there was always like this porridge smell in the school. And do you ever notice like your senses? Do you ever have like a sense of smell from something old?
Oh,
and
nostalgia you can go back, from the smell?
But you go back years and incredible. I've had that porridge smell before, and I'm like, that is that porridge from like preschool or kindergarten or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I got, I went back for a thing. I was only in my late teens, but I remember going back to my primary school, my first school for a thing. And it's obviously whatever they use, it's the smell of that kitchen, it's whatever detergent they use.
The cleansing solution. Sometimes I remember we had it wasn't, you know, the soap on a rope, but it was like, it wasn't on a rope, it was like on this bar.
Yeah.
And I guess it was just for kids to like, you know, not have to hold the soap. And that soap smell, that specific soap smell, sometimes I've smelled.
Don't know why, but that's reminded me. My kid is really naughty, but like not clever enough to lie. I mean, he can lie,
yeah,
but he's just shit, you know, his lies are really terrible, but yeah, he's not clever enough to lie in the right context. So the other day he was like, the soap in the have you seen the soap in the bathroom? Uh-huh. It's broken into 4 bits. And my partner went, and did you do it? And he went, yeah. Like,
he did it.
He's just bragging about his misdemeanor.
He's so strong.
He's fucking strong.
But he's 3 years old and he's already breaking soap.
Oh, I mean, he's
that's pretty good.
He's a tank.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, he's a tank. Talking of which, yeah, have you ever used? This is such a random question. But have you ever used food as a weapon?
Oh my god, that's a great question. I must have at some point. I don't know. I mean, it's been used against me.
Has it? Tell me about it.
Like, you know, when you have fish spines and stuff in your throat. You know, when you buy a... I mean, in Spain, it's like that. They'll just serve the whole fish with the head. Amazing. And you have to, like, separate it yourself.
Yeah.
And then you get the little fish spine. Fish bone, yeah.
Ow! That puts loads of people off fish forever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I just stick my... I have to stick my fingers all the way down my throat. I don't care where I am.
No, you've got to. You've totally got to get rid of that. It's like a hair.
Oh, it's so... Like
the world has to stop until that's fixed.
Yeah.
There's no kind of swallowing away of it, just the thought of it.
It's so uncomfortable. And it's just a hair... And then do you ever find one in your butt? And you're like, did that go through my whole system? And it's still pretty long.
My hair molts really badly, and I can't wash my hair without... Even if I'm like, the last thing I do before I get out of the shower is check there's no hair in my butt crack. You still will find you dry, and you put your pants on, knickers, and there'll be a fucking hairball in there.
I had, for maybe like 2 months, I had my hair fall out. And I was so afraid that I was like going to like lose all my hair.
Alopecia.
So how
do you change your diet?
I went to the doctor and it was so sick. I found clumps, like big clumps in the shower. And I went to the doctor, and it was the same doctor who said, you need to die soon if you want to stay young. And I found, he's like one of those kind of angry doctors. You know what I mean? Like one time I had, and he's a dermatologist. So I went for, you know, the hair and the face. And then I had like a ton of mosquito. One time I got like 50 mosquito bites at one time. All my legs were covered.
Oh, God.
It was so much pain. And I was on this island and there was just a lot of bugs and stuff. And I started crying and I was like, look at this. It hurts so much. And then I said, I read on Google that, and he goes, stop.
Yeah.
Do you want me to really hear this right now? Because I'm the doctor here. Like, you know what I mean? I never knew that doctors could get so mad about, like, you doing your own research. It's like, fuck Google.
Oh, I mean...
I'm Google right now. You know what I mean?
My cousin's wife is a GP. Or maybe it's not her, I can't remember. But I know a GP who just, as soon as people come in now, just says, tell me what you think it is. Which means, people are like... If people are under 70, they just go, what do you think it is? And we'll talk about it from there. Because everybody's Googled it first, or they've totally bothered going to the doctor.
Yeah, and the hair thing, I Googled and Googled, and I couldn't find anything. And then he goes, I'm taking hair, like vitamins, like, you know, for hairs and nails and stuff. And he's like, stop taking everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? And he goes, it's going to stop. He goes, it's going to stop in 2 months. And he didn't believe in anything. Like, I was reading, like... if you put coffee grinds in your hair, it's supposed to stimulate your follicles. He was like, will you just stop doing all of this?
I love this stuff.
And I was like, he's old fashioned. He's not up to, like, you know, because he's probably in his 60s. He doesn't know about the, right. And then, of course, 2 months later, it just stopped.
I love this doctor. Sounds like the coolest doctor of all time.
He's like, why are you believing any of this crap?
So we have the NHS here. I had my favourite trip to the doctor ever. I was 18. I was just moved to London to go to university. So I was in halls, you know, I was with all strangers. And I smoked like a fucking trooper. So I was away from my parents for the first time. I'd already begun dabbling, but I properly started smoking. I went to the doctor. I had a chest infection. Mm. And he spoke to me for 20 minutes before asking what was wrong. He wanted to know what my parents did, whether I believed... He was trying to work out what my politics were, whether I believed in the NHS, et cetera. And then he said... He, like, listened to my chest and stuff. And then he said, you're smoking Marlboro Lights? And I was like, yeah. And he went, they're just so disgusting. They're more full of chemicals than any other cigarette. He was was amazing. He said, I'm not going to tell you to give up because you've only just found your freedom, but move on to rollies, like tailor-mades.
Yeah.
Not tailor-mades, the opposite. Roll your own and smoke 10 a day and enjoy them. Don't binge smoke when you drink. And then he was like, go to Wagamama. Do you have that in the States?
No,
it's
what
like
is
a fusion noodle place that there are loads of now.
Okay.
But at the time, it was quite a new, cool restaurant. It's like, get a chicken ramen with chili, get the protein, get the chili, get the broth. Yeah. And he drew a picture of how to like put all my pillows up so that I was all sat almost upright in bed to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, and take these antibiotics and you'll be fine. And like gave me all this advice. We were in there for about like 3/4 of an hour. It never happens here. And it probably wouldn't anymore. Things are so stretched out here. But anyway, and then I left and I went to go to the pharmacy to collect the antibiotics. And because of all the earlier chat, and I was 18 and I was going to turn 19 that year, but up to the age of 18 here, you get your prescriptions free. And on the same prescription, he'd put so many just general painkillers, ibuprofen, paracetamol, that it lasted me a year and a half because I don't really use them that often. But he basically gave me like a lifetime supply of stuff you'd go and be paying money for normally, because just the sweetest, kindest man. Fascinating.
They don't make him like that anymore.
Don't make him like that. And he's Greek, actually.
Oh, see those Greeks?
Those lovely Greeks.
They're so generous. Yeah. Oh,
have you been to Greece?
No. Oh, yeah, I did. I went a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Santorini. And have you been?
There's some of the best seafood I've ever had.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A calamari, like the squid.
Yeah.
I had squid. The best squid I've ever had was in a restaurant in Greece by the sea where you were watching them. Fishermen come in with their squids and bashing them to death on the side of the wall.
Oh my God.
But they were that fresh. And on the way into that restaurant, I'd walked into a squid that was like drying out on a line. I realized I got like a squid in the face.
Oh my God, like hanging somewhere?
Yeah.
Like clothes?
Yeah, like they hang them out after they've just caught them.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
I mean, it was disgusting, but to eat, it like melted. It just dissolved as soon as it hit
the Here's the grossest thing I've ever eaten.
Yes,
when I was
please.
In college, I was at a fraternity and they would have all these like theme parties. Like, this one was like a toga party. I remember it was the Theta Del toga party. And my college was like very studious, so they didn't have a lot of bars. So fraternities.
And where was this? Sorry.
At William and Mary in Virginia in Williamsburg. And so, you know, fraternities and sororities always had big parties because there just weren't any bars around. And I remember it was the Theta Del toga party. So you would just grab a sheet and just wear a toga. And they had this big fountain of goldfish in the middle of the fraternity. And when you were drunk enough, and the guys would have contests. Like the guy who won, I think he swallowed 80 goldfish. And I swallowed 2. And I couldn't believe it. You just grab it. It's still swimming. And then you just, you know, just drop it in your mouth and chug beer. And
you feel a quick
wiggle, maybe. And then it just
Oh, God. Quick wiggle.
And then because it was like an annual thing, you know, guys would be like, last year this happened, the year before this happened. So they'd be like, yeah, one guy shat orange, like all this stuff. So of course the next day I looked for like an eyeball or like orange.
No,
I didn't see anything, but I did 2. I was like, that was
downed 2 live goldfish.
Yeah, 2 live goldfish.
That's incredible. A quick wiggle. What, in the throat or like further down?
No, after that I didn't feel anything. It was
God, fucking hell. And because it's like a trick that, like sword swallowers can do, like David Blaine and people like that can do, where they work out how to open a bit of their gullet, like slightly down from their throat, and they can keep fish there alive.
What?
Yeah, there's some magician that kept like 8 down there or
and
something.
And then they pulled it out later?
Yeah, well, they look like they're... They like retch a bit and then it comes back up and it's still alive.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
I don't know if it was like the beer or the acid because
I don't think they survived being actually shat out.
I mean, I don't know where they are today. If there's any left in me, I don't know. That was so long ago, but it was one of those like, I want to do that, which is so stupid.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Have you ever had garlic on an empty stomach?
No.
You get so nauseous. It is the most uncomfortable.
Oh no. What, raw garlic? Thing.
Like raw garlic. Oh, yeah. Because I would make these, and I still sometimes do like shakes in the morning and just put all kinds of stuff in it. And one time I had a piece of garlic without anything in my system. Or you'll drink those like little juices that they sell, like a
shots
of garlic or like ginger like that on an empty stomach.
No, oh,
so
those shots to me, like back to the like getting conned into health shit, they are the most overpriced.
Yes.
What a fucking load of shit. It's just some water, some sugar, and some fresh garlic. It's like 10p here for a bunch of garlic.
And also you can do it at home.
Or ginger.
You know, just crush a garlic. Because garlic is good for you, but it also makes you... I would put so much garlic in my shakes that one time I went to a show and... I read it later that if you have garlic,
I thought you were going to say someone wrote a review saying, I really was laughing, but I could smell her from the audience.
One of the comics on the side was like, did you just smoke weed? And I was like, no, because I don't really smoke weed. I mean, sometimes, but not.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, it must be the garlic. If I eat garlic, I have to either shower or work out and get it out. But if I eat it and then go to a show, it's like nasty.
Yeah.
So gross.
I've never put raw garlic in a shake, and I've got no inclination to.
Oh, yeah.
My friends went to a garlic festival. I bet you already know this. They taught me that if a garlic is, like, you know, not brand new fresh, you know, when it starts growing the root, the green. Yeah, if you take that shoot out before you chop it up, you don't get anywhere near as bad a breath from it.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you should wait.
Yeah, well, just pick it out.
Okay.
It doesn't have the same impact before it's gone green, but when it's going yellowy green, that middle bit, you have to take that out. Otherwise, that will give you shit breath for a long time.
Ew.
Or sweats, you know, garlic sweats.
Well, when I get sick, and my sister does this because I don't know if it's like a Spanish thing, but if you chop onion and you leave a bowl next to you at night, you stop coughing. It works. It's so weird.
Does that really work?
Yeah, you have to chop it up and let the onion breathe in the onion smells. And it really does work. And she would put, like, if her baby was sick or whatever, she just put a big bowl of onions there.
Oh, my God.
And then I read about it because I was in the States and I was like, I got to do that onion thing. And then I found this weird recipe for onion, honey, and lemon.
Mm.
And it's this gross, mushy stuff. But if you don't have... No, I was overseas. That's what it was. I was overseas and I didn't want to go see a doctor because I couldn't find one.
Yeah.
So I just ate... I ate this mushy onion, lemon, honey thing, and it works like an antibiotic. It, like, really helps.
Wow.
It helps,
God. I'm so frightened of raw onion.
It's really good, like, especially if you put a lot of honey, obviously, to help with the flavor. I mean, honey, I drink honey. It's so good.
Have you ever had a tip where it works, where you don't cry from the onions? Someone told you, I remember when I was in my 20s, there was that, like, put some bread up in your gums or something.
Oh.
And it will absorb the...
Yeah.
I think it's a load of shit.
I don't know.
A chef once told me if you cut along the grain of it, then it doesn't release as much.
There's also, like, a weird thing where if you don't want your avocado to go brown, I think you stick an onion in the bag or in the Tupperware.
Really?
There's something weird. I don't remember what it is.
I thought you just kept the stone in with it.
Oh, okay.
That's supposed to. Like, if you're cutting one in half, keep the stone half in the fridge.
And that really
and a
works?
A squeeze of lemon stops it browning, but it doesn't stop it aging. Like, it doesn't stop it drying.
Yeah.
Bit of acid. Maybe it's just the acid. Maybe there's so many tricks. Acid in onions.
Yeah.
So many tricks, so many of them, probably bollocks.
Yum in my tum.
Should we try this naked salted caramel bar? I'm prepared to be...
free.
Yeah. It's everything free. Let's see if it's fun free. These guys aren't sponsoring me or anything, so we don't have to pretend we like it. It's surprisingly sweet.
Yeah. They all have this, like, gel-ish consistency now, right?
It's dates.
Yeah, dates. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's good. This is good. Mm,
it's okay. It does taste... I'm surprised it's really nice. They do a lemon... one called Lemon Drizzle that's really good. It's full of lemon... shavings. That's not what it's called, is it? Peel. What is it called? Zest.
Have you looked at the ingredients?
Not very carefully, no. I just picked it up in Asda earlier.
It says one of five a day, so you're supposed to have five of these a day?
Guilt-free. Guilt-free can fuck off. There's no guilt in thing. Delicious.
Cold pressed.
Never baked. No added sugar or syrups. Can you imagine if you thought having five of these a day meant that you'd had your...
That's all you eat.
All your vegetables and fruit for the day.
This is really good. I'm going
to start
buying
these. Is it the same in the States to have... yeah, it's full of nuts. It's probably quite protein-y. Is it the same in the States, the five-a-day recommendation that we have?
I've never seen that before. That's a lot.
They're telling us that now they're kind of... that we've been slightly patronised and that lots of other bits of Europe, they have like a 9 or 10 fruits or portions of fruit or vegetable a day.
I mean, and fruits are good and vegetables, but I thought they meant like...
No, you're not meant to have five of naked bars a day.
I mean, these are pretty small. So
one of my friend's kids is addicted to these.
Right? This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's quite tasty.
But I like to carry these things in my bag because I get low sugary sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I eat a lot. I mean, I'm 6 feet tall, so I really pig out.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like carrying. I've always got something. I feel slightly, do you ever feel slightly, what's the word? Like a little bit panicky if you...
Oh my God.
You don't know when, like, yeah, you don't, yeah. I think it's, I know, especially have people, you ever, vegans, because they might get to places and there not be anything they can have.
Yeah.
Like the top tip for vegans is to be packing something like that will sort you out, like nuts or something.
But if that happened, if you're vegan and there's nothing around, wouldn't
that's
you
why,
just eat
one of the
something?
Main reasons why I would never be, I can't use the label anymore. I just eat something that's not vegan.
I'm right.
Not gonna get... Also, because do you get this? I get fucking moody if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Really.
I get the most moody when I'm tired.
Right.
And then my sister gets really moody when she's hungry.
I think it's a, you know, it's not everyone. It's definitely some people more than others. Yeah. I really definitely am aware now to the point where I don't get pissed off if my partner says, do you want a sandwich? Like, because I am an arsehole. If I'm hungry, but I haven't acknowledged that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm an arsehole and my kid has got it. He's definitely got it. We went out for lunch yesterday with my friend and, it's just an absolute prick for half an hour the first time until the food came. And as soon as he saw it, it's like a different person.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's their only way to communicate is to like...
No, he's got words.
Oh,
he's just that basic.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious. No! And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious. Do you have any like ideas or hopes for in the future eating might be different? Or any fears even?
I think we're going to eat more like these bars that we just had, where that'll just be like broccoli, chicken, all in one bar. It'll be like a, not as fun, but I don't know, like a quick, because everything's so about efficiency now, you know, like you'll have your phone and your meal in a little bar.
I know what you mean. It makes me sad though, that.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope there's still room for sitting around and talking over food.
I know.
It would be the death of this fucking podcast, wouldn't it? If you're like, boom, how was that? Fine.
Yeah. I mean, I love...
Yes. Okay, goodbye.
For not being a chef, the even just cooking a little bit here and there, it's really relaxing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, lovely.
And some people make their own pasta. I don't go that far to make my own.
Oh, fresh pasta. Yeah. I've never done it. I want to learn. I'd love to learn.
Yeah. But I mean, I try to cook healthy, but I don't want to take 3 hours. I don't have time to cook for 3 hours, but it is fun.
Yeah. 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 I want to make... I'd love to have more time for it. I get the odd Sunday. It's my favourite thing to do if I can sit with recipe books for an hour or so and pick a few things and then just batch cook massive things, especially if you can do stuff that lasts on and on into the week.
And so much is...
It's so calming and so happy.
Yeah.
But conversely, if I'm like, right, I've got to cook something, you know, to feed someone in what some context or other and I don't really have enough time for it, then it's the shittest thing and it always turns out rubbish.
Totally.
Oh.
And it's fun to add. I like adding spices and, you know, cayenne pepper or whatever to stuff.
We're so lucky, I think. I know, certainly in London, but I assume in New York as well, the access we have to stuff now.
Yeah.
To try new stuff. Like, you could probably go your whole life, if you're lucky enough to be okay for money, never having the same thing twice.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Well, they say you can go to every restaurant in New York City and you'll never finish because they're constantly closing down and opening a new one. So even if you tried, it would never.
You could eat out every single day and never finish. Go to somewhere twice.
Yeah.
Never, like, complete.
Isn't that weird?
It's amazing.
Because you see places like shut down.
I think that's really exciting to hear, but... It feels the same as when someone says to me, you go to Edinburgh and if you were going to see everything that was on at the Edinburgh Festival, it would take you 56 years.
No way, really?
Yeah, but it makes me think, in one way that's very exciting and look how much is going on. Mm. On the other hand, I think that's got to burst. Like, you can't sustain that kind of stuff.
Right.
So much stuff. That's so much stuff, isn't it? In one little place.
It's crazy how big that festival is.
Perhaps it's just horrible to try and compute as one human brain that much stuff. Also, I fucking love an empty, like, list of things that have been crossed off. So the idea of something as insurmountable as...
Oh, it's insane.
It's like, oh, they like it.
Yeah.
I like things that are achievable.
Now, do you guys deliver food here? It's very popular out. Okay, so you have that. Like Seamless? Do you know Seamless?
Oh, I don't know Seamless. Is that one where they deliver all the ingredients all weighed out and you cook it at home? Or is that just like a posh takeaway?
We have that too. Yeah. But it's basically you pick your own supermarket. So let's say there's 5 supermarkets near you.
Yeah.
So you pick, I want it out of this one.
Yep.
And then you just start picking your produce, your meats, everything. Right. And then someone delivers.
We have all of that. It's got to happen to me soon, but I've still never done that. Mm. I've never ordered from a supermarket and had it delivered.
Yeah, like I'll order like fresh stuff near myself. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll walk out myself and get it. But my boyfriend's really into like, I don't want to do that. And I was like, oh, so you want to deliver? Okay.
Well, it's huge. And actually, like, there are a few supermarkets here that missed the boat on that. When it first started, probably a decade ago, longer now, like, there's one called Morrison's and another one called Asda.
Yeah.
And Asda's had a comeback. They both survived it just... But they took a massive hit for a decade or so because they were like, that's never going to become a thing. And then it's huge. It's absolutely huge. There's loads of people who never would, you know.
I mean,
but
it's
the
a
problem
pain
is
in the
reason
ass.
I've not do it is because I love shopping in supermarkets is the main reason.
It's fun.
I love shopping for food. It's the only type of shopping I love. Kids' clothes and food.
Especially when you're hungry.
Yeah. But also I think I'm a little bit addicted to it. So the other reason I wouldn't do it is because I'd get everything online, get it delivered, and I'd still want to go in the shops and I'm just going to spend more money on more stuff I don't need. And I think they're very clever in that way.
I think it's great because, you know, to carry 15 bags if you don't have a car.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, 10 blocks away. What are you going to do? So it's a great
idea. Saving, like, if someone's coming down a road and delivering and people are like, what about this, you know, the climate? But you're like, no, if someone's coming down a road and making 3-4 deliveries in a small area.
Yeah.
And those 3-4 families are not getting in their car and all individually going
totally,
to a store. Then
yeah.
I'm sure it's actually more sense. I mean, it's definitely the future is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
for
now, I'm like clinging on, like in the same way I have a diary I write in with a pen as well as on my phone.
Me too, yeah.
Maybe once, twice a year, write a letter to a person, put it in a post. Be like, I don't know, it's because I know the end is nigh.
I know.
But I'm not ready.
I know. It's also annoying when you get the food and like the meat looks, you're like, I would have never picked this one.
Yeah.
The meat doesn't look super fresh, you know?
Yeah.
So then now they have these like little notes where you can, and I'm like, can you just please pick the latest date? You know, like just an annoying person.
Well, the one thing that kind of like did the rounds trends on social media here where people, now there's a box on most of them where you can say no replacements, because yes, they do a thing where if they didn't have it, they'd replace it. And quite often people would put tofu and they'd be like, we didn't have any tofu, so we've bought you some steak. Like, it would offer for you to say your replacements aren't very
and
well.
And sometimes the replacements are even better and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've introduced me to a new product. I'm going to ask, well, yeah, fuck that. Also, we have like, it, there's so many layers of it now. I get I get my fruit and veg, but not all of it. But every fortnight, I get a medium box from this company that do wonky stuff that supermarkets reject. We have a thing here where there are like supermarkets are so powerful here that in terms of the food market, where they'll say they won't take like a bent carrot, or everything has to be within certain dimensions size wise. Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. There have been documentaries on TV now and stuff, but loads of stuff gets binned or ploughed back into the ground. I mean, it just goes to waste. Absolutely tons and tons of food's going to waste because it doesn't look good enough for the supermarkets don't think that it'll buy. So there's companies springing up, and I use this one called Oddbox where, yeah, they send you stuff. I'll show you stuff like it. It's not weird. It'll just be very, like, these are... apples are, one's a bit skinny.
Oh my
lumpy.
God, but they look
yeah,
great.
That
yeah.
one's got like a little
and then they just
button.
Send it to you?
Yeah, I mean, you pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not expensive. You get lots of people, I think, very sort of raw people get their, posh people get their, there's other companies that do like organic, you know, small farm grown fruit and veg, and that's quite expensive. Whereas this, I think, is relatively cheap and they're lovely to deal with. And stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, you get to feel smug as fuck.
And I like odd-looking apples.
I prefer an odd-looking
apple.
Also, the best, like you were saying, when the replacement is better, is when you get something that they couldn't give to supermarkets. It's fucking huge. I've had a cauliflower bigger than my head off them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll take that shit. But also, yeah, and then on top of that, then you've got a layer of people. There's, like, loads in London now where you can get stuff delivered with a recipe card and all the stuff's already weighed out. But actually, it always takes ages to cook compared to what it says.
Oh, you mean like they give it to you all like
so
ready and then you
ready
cook
to
it.
Cook, but you still cook it.
That's a big
and
thing there too.
And then we've got like, now we've got like three huge companies that deliver takeaways, but including quite posh stuff. So I've got a lot of comedian friends who live, not unhealthily, entirely off restaurant food delivered to them.
Wow.
On Deliveroo or Uber Eats or whatever.
And that's all they do is eat that way.
Yeah, because they don't have time or the inclination to cook, but they have money now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I wonder what that does to your body, though, when you don't even cook. I mean, I guess if it's healthy, it's fine. I order a lot, too. Yeah.
But it's that thing, I think, like you're saying, about the, I think it all just ties into ideas of the future, because ultimately, it just, I think, gives you a growing disconnect between where what we eat has come from and what it tastes like and what it was and what it is. If we're taking less and less time to taste it and think about it and talk about it, I don't know. I think that's just fascinating.
Yeah,
I
we're becoming disconnected to everything.
Yeah.
So we're basically just going to be on our phones all the time, just eating out of a box that was shipped to us.
Oh, God.
That sounds great.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, there will be upsides to that. We'll have more time for...
Podcasts.
Not this one. It will do this one out of existence. The last ever episode of this Hoovering podcast is just going to be just me and a robot licking Huel.
What's Huel?
Oh, Huel's like this calorie replacement dust that you just have instead of food. You don't have low calorie.
Yeah.
You have exact amount for your whatever structure and life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste of anything. So people who don't like eating. It's like my idea of hell
who
and the dystopian
like
future.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. Like, you know, it's all your nutrition in a dust. Like in a, you just neck it.
That's what
Huel
is?
Yeah.
So it's real.
Yeah, it's real. It's really heartbreaking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
that.
You could see it as amazing if you're thinking about the places in the world where the people don't have enough nutrition and you could ship that out there, especially after an emergency and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, everything in its place, but fuck off.
What does it taste like?
No idea. It's going to be the last episode, me and a robot.
Well, maybe they'll have different flavors of Huel.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, a quickly 5-second rule, yes or no?
Oh, I'll eat. Yeah, 6 seconds is fine,
okay,
too.
Great.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
It's such a tiny increment.
It's mostly,
up. I really
it's mostly even if no one's around. It's really about if anyone's looking. You know what I mean?
That's the best answer ever. So many people say, oh, it depends on what is, if it's got fluff on it. I've had, how close has it been to a shit? Like, yeah. On the floor.
Yeah.
I've had, like, lots of people say, well, how wet was the thing you dropped? But yeah. Actually, do you know what? That's the best answer ever is, who's watching?
Right, well, that's like, the, I mean,
no,
it's
one's
really...
watching, or a partner that you either know loves you to bits and or you just don't care what they think anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything goes.
And what's a quick little rinse under the sink? You know, yeah. Like, just, like, take off any fuzz or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if it tastes the same,
I mean, after it's swallowing
fine.
Goldfish, anything's cleaner, probably.
You've eaten sea goldfish alive. Yes! If you had to and there's nothing else left, no other option, would you eat a person?
Oh my god. They would have to be fresh, like, were we on, like, in the frozen? Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, we were hanging out in a really hot place.
Oh god.
Where it's like moldy or sweaty, then I think so. Fresh and dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Delicious.
There's a curse heading for Earth, which will mean that we don't get to have mouths anymore.
Ooh.
No eating, kissing or talking. We get to get our nourishment off a drip. God, this is very... Actually, this has ended up being very relevant to what we've been talking to. And we have to develop a language of blinking and fights. But the curse has agreed to stop, vanish and not do this. But only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, do 9 Barry's boot camps.
Wait, what's that?
I don't really know what they are, but I think it's where you go outside and someone really horrible, like in a military style, makes you exercise in a really nasty, relentless way. It makes you feel really shit about yourself.
Okay.
And you have to do 9 of them in a row, creepily, without ever finding out who Barry is. It sounds impossible, but you do it.
Yes.
You're a hero. You've lifted the curse. We keep our mouths, but you're knackered. Like, it's the most exercise you've ever done.
But I'll recover.
Oh, you totally recover. Okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
You've recovered, but you're in that post-exercise state. You can have a shower, you can have a bath, you can... You will do whatever you need to do, but you feel amazing, but you're really hungry. You've just, like...
Because
done.
This is right after the 9
yeah,
things.
9 Barry's okay. boot camps. And you're the hero. Like, you, everyone in the world is like, come on, come on, come. Because you just saved the universe from, like, horror. So your reward is the adulation of all humanity for the end of time.
Okay.
You have your place in history, and it's a great one.
I mean, there are no negatives so far.
No. And yeah. Also, your in-the-moment reward is the feast of your dreams.
Okay.
So I would love to know, in an ideal situation, none of this stuff has to be possible, practical, certainly doesn't have to be healthy or ethical. Fuck all of that shit. In a dream situation, these people don't even have to be alive or anything.
Mm.
What would you eat? What would you drink? Who with and where?
Oh, my God. And it's one person.
Oh, you can have
everybody.
Anyone.
I always like spaghetti bolognese.
Nice.
I love that. Mm. With some white, some red wine.
Lovely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And what were the other things? Where?
Who, with, and where, yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I like to eat by the water. I
lovely.
Like sunsets outside by the water.
Heaven. Anywhere
maybe
particular?
Seafood, 2 oysters, maybe. Can
yes.
we throw some in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah,
like
yeah.
a clam, fettuccine, Alfredo kind
oh,
of thing.
Heaven.
And then what else? Where?
Who? With?
I mean, I'm a sap, so I always think of my boyfriend's there because we love to eat. We pig out a lot. Oh my god!
It can just be him.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh.
sure. You don't have to have a bunch.
You
of
know
people
who came
there.
Up next was George Clooney, but that's so. I don't know if the three of us. If that would be
shit,
weird for the three of us.
Awkward.
awkward for my boyfriend, but not
great for
me.
For
yeah,
I did say take ethics out of the equation, so why not?
Yeah. But those were the only two. My boyfriend showed up first.
Okay, fine.
So, but yeah, lots of soft sun, not too hot, but yeah. the sun, the water. I love eating in front of water. Some wine has to be outdoors. There has to be some seafood and some pasta.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Maybe
perfect.
Butter too somewhere.
Just a pat of butter.
Maybe some bread. Let's put
yeah.
some bread in
okay,
there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank
it,
you
yeah.
so much.
What a treat to get Carmen's brilliant, funny company. If you're listening to this before the end of March in the UK, please do try and see her live. She's in Edinburgh, London and Milton Keynes. But yeah, keep an eye out for where she's working generally. She's on all the social medias as Carmen Comedian, and she's super funny on there too. She has a show you can get off iTunes brilliantly titled Dance Like You Don't Need the Money. You can follow us on social media. We're at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on social media at Jessica Foster Q. And if you have any money, you can help me out on Patreon. Please do. It's patreon.com/ The Hoovering Pod. That's just for the podcast, by the way, the Patreon. Every penny on there goes into the podcast, goes into getting better sound equipment, being able to pay for more technical help, more production help, and being able to take the time out to make big grand plans for it and plan the big live shows and stuff like that. Your help on there is invaluable if you're one of my patrons. I love you for it. If you want to send me an email or if you want to find links to any of my gigs or the Hoovering live shows, check out my website, jessicafosterq.com. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.